Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh.
Trusting that you see me through.
somebody out there saying I need God in my house.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace. CDC Radio host is none other than Apostle Sadie Elliott. I am so glad and elated that you stopped by the air this morning. We have an exciting topic to talk about today. And if anyone would like to chime in on any of the things that we're talking about, feel free. All you have to do is hit 1 on your keypad of your phone, whether it's a cell phone or a landline phone, and I will bring you in on this side on my switchboard. So before we start, let's have a few words of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for what you're doing and you're going to do in each and every person's life that have touched this line today, dear Heavenly Father, those that will hear the broadcast and the archives on later. God, we give you praise and we give you glory, dear Heavenly Father, because we could do nothing without you. So we come today, dear Heavenly Father, lifting up the name of Jesus and telling you thank you. Thank you for all that you're doing and you're going to do. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, and thank God. Today, our topic is, why do you doubt God? We have so many people doubting God today, giving up, throwing in the towel. Some of our tag words today are going to be doubt, miracles, dismiss, forgotten. So as we go through, feel free to just let me know if you would like to say anything on the broadcast. First of all, why do you doubt God? When we see a footprint in the sand, do we doubt that someone walked there? When we see a fingerprint on a window, do we question whether or not a person was there? God's work and words are his footprints and fingerprints. Let me say that again. God's work and his words are his footprint and fingerprints. And they are all around us. The people of Israel saw God perform countless miracles, miracles on their behalf. Yet they doubted his love, power, again and again. What has God done that only God could have done, that you have dismissed or forgotten what he done for you? So that's our topic today. You know, to doubt is to be uncertain or undecided, to hesitate, to consider. Unlikely, it is an inclination not to believe. You know, doubt comes when we don't have enough information to convince us something is true. Doubt can be minor, such as an uncertainty about the accuracy of a newspaper report, or it could be major, such as a lack of confidence in the claims of the Bible. Doubt begs resolution. But when we doubt, we are without a clear way. We are at loss. The process of doubt, however, can be good for us if we come out the other end with greater conviction or belief. We're talking today, why do you doubt God? You know, doubt is an experience common to all people. Even those with faith in God struggle with doubt on occasion. And say with the man in Mark 9, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. You'll find that in verse 24. You know, some people are hindered greatly by doubt. Some see it as a springboard to life, and others see it as an obstacle to be overcome. The Bible has something to say about the cause of doubt and provide example of people who struggle with it daily. So today, as I go to my first scripture, it's okay. Is it? Over in Psalms 95:9 says, For there your ancestors tried my patience. They counted my wrath, though they have seen my many miracles. God gave us plenty of evidence to believe in him. Doubt comes when we fail to stop long enough to observe all the evidence. And when doubt turns to lack of trust, we are in danger of ignoring God altogether. You went over to St. John 20, chapter 27 to the 29th verse. You can read it at your leisure. Don't be faithless any longer, believers, on how we use it. You know, a lot of people are doubting that they'll be healed. A lot of people are doubting that their finances won't improve, will not improve. They're doubting that they're about their children, their families, their jobs. There's so many people out there doubting today. If God did it last year, he'll do it this year. If he did it yesterday, he'll do it today. He's coming in his time, not our time. But hold on to the faith. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. You don't have to doubt God. He's right there for everything that you need. Over in Genesis chapter 3, verses 4 through 6, you can read those. You won't die. The serpent hissed to Eve. One of Satan's tactics is to get us to doubt God's goodness. He tries to get us to forget all God has given us and focus on what we do not have. If you are spending much of your time thinking about what you do not have, you may be slipping into unhealthy doubt. You know God did it for you today. God provided food for you and your family today. Why would you doubt? If he could feed the little bird, I'm giving you some example on how quick people doubt God. He gave you a ministry. The ministry may not be going straight up top like you want them. Don't doubt God. He got his time, a place, and a reason. He's going to take you step by step through that ministry. He's going to take you step by step on what he told you. Don't doubt God. And I go right back to say, he did it before for you. He'll do it again. It may be a different way he do it, but he's going to do it. Don't doubt him. Don't give up the faith. You know, some people, you know, with doubt is uncomfortable. It's absolute essential for life. When you think about it, a working definition of doubt is to lack confidence, to consider unlikely. The very first expression of doubt in the Bible is in Genesis 3, where we just came from. You know, when Satan tempted Eve, God had given a clear command regarding the tree of the knowledge of God, of good and evil, and has specified the consequence of disobedience. God let you know. Satan introduced doubt into Eve's mind when he asked, did God actually say you should not eat any tree or any of the fruit of the tree in the garden? He didn't say it. He specified one tree. But you see how Satan came in and tried to manipulate Eve for thinking different from what God had told them. He wanted her to lack confidence in God's command. When she affirmed God's command, including the consequence, here come that old devil Satan, replied with a denial, which is a strong statement of doubt. You will not surely die. Doubt is a tool of Satan to make us lack confidence in God's word and consider his judgment unlikely. What I've been going through, I'm glad I have God on my side and in my mind, my soul, my heart, because I know he's going to come in his time for what needs to be done. I'm not going to go around doubting him. He healed me before. He'll heal me again. So I just got to keep the faith, keep praying, keep pressing on. No, I may not have what I thought I should have had at this age, but, you know, I don't even worry about it because he's given me everything that I need. I don't have to doubt him. I don't have to throw in the towel. You know, over in Ephesians 1 and verse 14, it said, are there things we should never doubt? The Spirit is God's guarantee that he would give us everything he promised and that he has purchased us to be his own people. God bought us with a price, you all. He didn't have no doubt when he went to the cross. He understood precisely what his Father told him. And he said, could this bitter cup pass from me? But he knows he had to do what his Father had commanded him to do. Now just think about if God had not died on the cross on our behalf, just think about where a lot of you all would be today that's listening in radio land, computer land, by phone. We can't doubt God, you all. No matter what it looked like with the naked eye, you got to keep the faith. You got to keep pressing on. You know, over in chapter 13, verse 5. For God has said, I will never fail you. I will never forsake you. We shall never doubt our salvation. Once we become Christian, Satan can never snatch us away. We have to stay in the ark of safety with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because the enemy is right there. He want to sift us as wheat. He want to put doubt in our mind. He want to take us off the focus God have given us. But we can't let that enemy take our focus, you all. We have to keep pressing on, keep praying, keep giving God the glory, keep giving him the praise. You know, when we see people on the street, we want to help everybody. I know that's me. And I know it's highly impossible that I can touch everybody. But I say, God, you give me this day who life I'm supposed to touch. Who am I supposed to help this day? Because it's a lot of people you have out here to do the work. Whether they're doing it, it's up to them. But let me do what you have called for me to do. And over in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5, it says, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. The word of God is saying that. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, God is letting us know he will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. So why are we doubting him? He's saying it in his word. It's in your Bible. If you have not tore your pages out, it's right in there, in black and white. So we don't have to doubt God. He loves us. He's doing everything for us. He wants us to be what he wants us to be, not what we want to be. You know, because what we want to be might not have nothing to do with God's plan for our life. So that means we have to do what God said, to be obedient. We don't want to be like Eve when God told Eve what to do. How many of you all out there today, God told you what to do? Our listener, Robert Earl, Bobo Sam Sausage Head, Mary Lou, and took your focus off of what God say do. And soon as you took your focus off God and went to doing what somebody else said, doubt crept in. Well, I wonder, could God do this? I wonder, could he do it? No, he's going to do exactly what he said he was going to do. You are the ones that have doubt. He's not, you're not, you know, like doubting Thomas. You know, we got to keep the faith. We have to do what God have called us to do. We can't give up. We can't throw in the towel. You know, if I would listen to people, I would never come on the broadcast. If I would listen to people, I would never go forth in ministry. if I would listen to people and not God have what he told me that I should have and just wait on it. It's a time and a season for everything, you all. And God has a time and a season prepared just for you. But don't doubt him, because, you know, it's the cliche say he may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. He's right on time with what he told you he gonna do. It might not be that day. It may not be that month. It may not be that year. But don't doubt him. It's coming. It surely will come to pass, just like he told Noah to build an ark. Noah didn't have no doubt. He followed the instruction of God. And that's what God wants us to do. Don't doubt. Just do what I told you to do. And everything is going to be all right. And so that's the way we have to go about it, you all. And my next scripture is coming from 2 Corinthians, verse 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. Now let's turn over there and see what that verse is saying. It's speaking to us today. We all have come through some times in our life where we wanted to doubt God. What we're going through now, we don't need to doubt God no kind of way. Okay, chapter 6 in 2 Corinthians and verse 2 said, "But he said, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." You know, indeed, God is ready to help you right now. We should never doubt God's desire or ability to help us. I'm going to stick a pin in it right there. If anyone on the line would like to say something on this broadcast on why do you doubt God, feel free to hit one on your keypad. I would love to hear from you all. But we're giving God the praise today and the glory. I've learned a long time ago not to doubt God, because God is a good God, a merciful God, an on-time God, an all-knowing God. Ooh, I have someone would like to say something. Praise the Lord. You're now on the air, caller, 0041.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am so happy to hear about that word doubt. That word doubt will cause us to not to stand on the word of God. And I was just, as you were speaking, ran across Ephesians 6 and 20, and it says, we are ambassadors for Christ, and we are to speak boldly. And in speaking boldly the word of God, it calls us to understand that the enemy will come. That is his job. But it's our job to stand. Stand through the storm. Stand when things are going not well. Oh, the word doubt cuts and pulls out all of our transgression. I will not doubt. And I bless the Lord for everyone today to remember that doubt will put you in the back of the line when you should be first.
Yes.
God bless everyone, and have a
blessed, wonderful
day.
Thank you so much, caller, because I wouldn't be where I am today if I doubted. I know what God said for my life, and I just keep pressing forward. When others kept saying, oh, you ain't going to be this, you ain't going to do this, you ain't going nowhere, you not an apostle, you not this. But I believe what God said, and I stood on the word of what God said. I didn't give up. I didn't throw in the towel. No matter who threw daggers at me, who talked about me, who ridiculed me, I still had the faith. What God said was true, because I know he had never failed me. So I was leaning and dependent on his word, on what he said. Even where you live at, they tell you don't move there, don't do this here. But if God plants you somewhere until he move you, he have you there for a reason. You may not know when you first get there what the reason is, But just keep doing what God said, and you're going to find out the reason he have you where he have you. So don't divulge you all. Keep on doing what God tell you to do. And as I go on, thank you so much, Carl. And if anybody else would like to say something, feel free. And I'm going to keep the line open, caller. If you want to say something else, the switchboard is open. You know, lest we think that we can lay all of the blame on Satan, the Bible clearly holds us accountable for our own doubt. When Zechariah was visited by the angels of the Lord and told that he would have a son, over in Luke 1, 11 and 17, he doubted the word given to him. He logically assumed that he and his wife were too old to have children. That's right there in the Bible, y'all. They were doubting. And in response to his doubt, the angel said he would be mute until the day God promised was fulfilled. You'll find that Luke 1, 18 and 20. You know, Zechariah doubted God's ability to overcome natural obstacles. Many people today share the same doubt. Anytime we allow human reason to overshadow faith in God, sinful doubt is the result. No matter how logical our reason may seem, God has made foolish the wisdom of the world. You find 1 Corinthians 1 and 20. Let me turn over that 1 Corinthians 1 and 20 and read you what it says. Hold on. 1 Corinthians 1 and 20 say, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the dispute of this world? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? You know, Zechariah doubted God. And no matter how logical our reason may seem, God has made foolish the wisdom of wise. And his seemingly foolish plans are far wiser than man's. Faith is trusting God, even when his plan goes against human reason or experience. Contrary to the humanistic view, is essential to life. The Bible says that doubt is a destroyer of life. Over in James 1, 5 through 8, let me turn over to that real quick, and we see what James is saying. James 1, 5 and 8. Okay. The word of God says, ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. Ye have not nourishing your heart as in the day of slaughter. You have condemned and killed the just, and he doth not resist you. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth and has long patience for it until he received the early and the latter rain. Verse 18 say, be ye also patient, establishing your heart, for the coming of the Lord draw nigh. You know, it tells us that when we ask God for wisdom, we are to ask in faith, without doubt. If we doubt God's ability to respond to our request, what would be the point of asking in the first place? God says that if we doubt why we ask, we will not receive anything from him because we are unstable. He who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. And on my closing for today, we're doing 30 minutes. The remedy for doubt is faith. And faith comes by hearing the word of God, found in Romans 10, 17. God gave us the Bible as a testimony of his works in the past, so we will have a reason to trust him in the present. I remember the deeds of the Lord, yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. You'll find that in Psalm 77:11. In order for us to have faith in God, we must study to show what he has said. Once we have a right understanding of what God has done in the past, what he has promised for us for the perfect, for the present, and what we have now for the future. Why do you doubt God? The tag words we used today was doubt, miracles, dismissed, forgotten. He haven't forgotten you. Whatever he told you, he's going to give it to you. He's going to perform it. It's not in your time, but it's in his timing. Don't doubt God. Anyone that may be listening to this broadcast in the archive, please, whatever you do, do not doubt God, because he's going to do exactly what he says. He may not come when you want him, but he right on time. So today, that is our broadcast. Why do you doubt God? I hope everyone that's listening in the archive on Facebook, that you got something from this topic, because so many people are doubting God. That's why so many suicides, shooting, and everything else. They're not taking whatever it is to God and leaving it there. They want to take it up and figure if it's not handled in the next 30 minutes that God can't do it. God is not a man that he should lie. So remember this topic today. Why do you doubt God? Stop doubting God, you all, and listen to what he's saying. He will come through for you. I'm a living witness he will. He'll come through in his time. Gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast today. We thank you for each person that came on today. We thank you for the caller, dear Heavenly Father, that gave some things on why we doubt. From the scripture, too, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for those that will listen in later on the archive. We give you praise today, and we give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. And for all of you on the line, we will have a women ministry this Saturday from 3 to 4. And moving women, moving forward in Christ. That is our topic for Saturday. Women moving forward in Christ. For women unified in Christ ministry. Hope to see you all or hear from you all on Saturday. Have a blessed week. I love each and every one of you, y'all. You know my cliche is, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each one of you all. I love you, and have a wonderful, bye-bye. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that was wonderful. I'm going to finish putting on my clothes and go get my coffee and make me a sandwich.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, I enjoyed it to the highest.
All right, praise
you
God.
You come on with it, child. You come on with it. I'm going to go get dressed now.
Okay. Okay, then. Bye-bye. Well, good morning, Mother Bibby.
Praise the Lord.
Praising.
Yeah, that was a good message. I enjoyed it. Oh. I heard Apostle Powell on there.
Yeah, that's Apostle William.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, she just called me and tell me, she said, I'm going to get me a cup of coffee and a sandwich, because she's coming out here to see me. She said, and I'm going to have my clothes on. She said, oh, that was good.
okay,
I said, well, thank you so much. And then you went to chime it in, too. Dr. Mitchell said she was coming on. The girl from Oklahoma called me. She must have went on home and went to bed or stopped off somewhere because she called me and I told her what I was going to be talking about. So.
Okay. I enjoyed that. That's what we do. We doubt God. We pray and ask him for something, and then it don't come right now. It don't come up right in the present time, and we just want to, well, he ain't going to do it. Yeah, but he will.
I had started saying a long time ago, why not me? Because you don't hear me now, unless I'm hurting real bad. I don't be on this line every morning complaining about my leg and my knee and all that. I just go on because it's a reason I'm going through this. At first, when it started happening, I thought it was to slow me down. So I said, okay, I'm down to a smell now. So,
right.
Yeah, but I said, God, you have a reason. It's a testimony for somebody.
Right, it's reason.
Mm.
He just don't do it without having a reason to do it.
That's right.
Yes, yes. Well,
yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Glad.
Yeah. Hear my niece calling me. Okay, Mother, I'll call you back later. Okay, bye-bye. Good morning. You timed me just right.